can't let emotion cloud our judgment, okay? We gotta think logically here. Now, what do you want to do?
I'm gonna fuck his wife.
Great. No. No, you can't do that. No, 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 no.
I'm gonna fuck his wife, and I'm gonna put it on television.
No. Okay, you definitely can't do that. First part, maybe, but the second part, definitely not. Really.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You get my son to call you daddy, mm-hmm. I fuck your wife.
That's the deal.
That is the deal.
Ridiculous. Okay, let's talk about your BBC. I have a tape.
It's not really a cup situation. It's more of like who people come in and make an understanding.
Yeah.
You know, so if you're cool with it, then, you know, it is what it is. Me personally, I don't know if I have enough in me to allow it, but everyone's different. Everyone has different levels of mental maturity.
Well, it would be kind of weird for you to find a dude bigger than you. Maybe they could resurrect Andre the Giant or something. Maybe you could get Brock Lesnar to come through and cut it up for you. But I mean, you're...
Wow, dude.
Yes.
It was a G.I. Jane jump.
Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth.
I'm going to, okay?
Ooh, third one this week. I'm really taking this podcasting thing to a whole nother level. Welcome back, you guys. Welcome back. Welcome back. Let's see here. I'll make this one short and quick. I never really record this late. It's not really this late. This is mid-afternoon here around 3 o'clock. Usually either early in the morning or late at night is when I choose to record. I have not been smoking weed for the past, I'd probably say about 3 weeks now, 3 to 4 weeks. Honestly, feel amazing. I can't remember the last time I went 3 to 4 weeks without smoking weed. The first thing that I've noticed, though, since I stopped smoking weed is my fucking dreams are out of this fucking world now. I've had dreams where my dead grandpa is alive. I had dreams where I was in like a semi version of Game of Thrones. I was Jaime from the Game of Thrones, but I was black, and I had a power to bring fire. And in that dream, I guess I was a bitch ass nigga, because in that dream I turned on the people who were welcoming me into their village, and I just set the whole fucking village on fire. So I have no idea what that fucking says about me. The dream was cool as hell, though. Let's see here. I had a dream last night where I was going to go, whatever reason, I was going clothes shopping for my mom and my sister, and they sent me out. Like, I wasn't buying them like a surprise or anything. They were wanting me to go to the store to go buy them something, which I would never fucking do. So I get to this store, I can't find anything that they're looking for, and then somehow that store closes early, and it turns out to be a club. And so the store turned into like a nightclub. And then somehow I got in the VIP room, and I ended up smoking a blunt with Andrew Tate. Weird as fuck. I hope that doesn't make me gay. I hope having another man in your dreams makes you gay. But having Andrew Tate smoking a blunt with you in your dream probably takes you up to like the gayest level of gays. So just a quick little touch base on that. Why are they trying to normalize guys being cucks? Why the fuck is an Adam 22? I think I know how this dude got popular. I'm pretty sure he has some weird ties to Bill Clinton. But I'm trying to figure out how Adam 22 even entered into the quote unquote hip hop culture, which I think is gay anyways. But I don't understand how he got to be where he is in life. And now he is letting his wife get fucked by black dudes. And then he's making like a podcast about it. Like, yo, if that's the type of level of podcasting, if that's what you have to do in order to be a successful podcaster, here I was thinking all you had to do was lose custody of your children and get kicked off of YouTube. But if me having to marry somebody in order for her to get fucked by a black dude on camera and then talk about it to her in front of the world, if that's what I have to do to be a successful podcaster, then I will probably never be a successful podcaster. Sorry about that. I'm mixing my coffee right now. My second cup of coffee. Yeah, it's 3:30 in the fucking afternoon. Who gives a fuck? Then you got some YouTuber who I found through, how the fuck did I find this guy? His name is Destiny. But here, then you have Destiny, who apparently is a big YouTuber. And apparently he's in an open relationship with his girl. And there's a video of Destiny watching his girl slowly dance with another black dude. This is fucking crazy. What is up with white dudes letting their girls fuck black dudes and liking this shit? This shit is getting y'all fucking, this shit is getting re-fucking ridiculous. I don't know what's more ridiculous. Biden sniffing everybody's hair or these somehow I'm not even gonna call them famous, but these somehow known YouTubers / podcasters letting black dudes fuck their girl. I think I know why they're doing it. I honestly think America wants to disvalue the man, but I honestly think that they want to take away family from the world, and because I think that that's their way to start isolating children. That's probably not going to make sense, but it's as I'm thinking it is as I'm saying it. So I'm trying to work it out. But I honestly feel like they are trying to devalue the man in the family in order for the kids not to listen to the man. Because the man, 9 times out of 10, maybe 8 times out of 10, will always, you know, if the man loves his kids, then 10 times out of 10, he's always going to do what's right. And he's going to preach what's right to him, at least to his children. And I think that the quicker that they can devalue the man, the quicker they're able to take control of children and start telling children that they're trans and start telling children that they need to cut skin off their forearm so they can grow a fake dick. And then you see it with like these women that they're pushing, that they're idolizing. Like you got your Cardi B's, all the women music now. It's fucking honestly probably besides Taylor fucking Swift, who I don't even like, but at least she seems like she's maybe making wholesome music. But every other song that I hear from women is slut music. It's going out and being a slut. And we were seeing this whenever they were starting to push the fucking Kardashians and the Jenners, who I never thought that I would ever bring up on this podcast. But I feel like it ties into what I'm saying. That's who they want. Young women looking, or you know, young kid women looking up to young adolescent girls, they want them looking up to the sluts. I'm trying to form what I'm thinking. So I know it's not going to make sense, but to me, it's just a way to devalue the man in the relationship. I saw something where Jonah Hill, another person who I never thought I would bring up on this fucking podcast, fucking Jonah Hill was setting boundaries, respectfully setting boundaries for a girl who was, I guess they were in a relationship. And pretty much, I'm not going to pull up the text, but I think from what I remember, he was pretty much saying, yo, if you feel the need to post bikini pics, hang out with these random men, hang out with these troubled women from your past, then I'm just not the one for you. I respect that, but I'm not the one. And his ex or girlfriend, whatever she was, this bitch, she fucking calls him like a misogynist or a controller or whatever the fuck. And guess who fucking picks it up? Mainstream fucking media. Who would have fucking guessed it? Who would have fucking guessed mainstream media would run along with it and consider him a fucking misogynist when literally all he was doing was setting boundaries? But it's not okay for men to set boundaries. The only people that can set boundaries in this world are women. Well, at least that's what mainstream media will have you to believe. Because I, as much as I hate to admit it, I've been on Tinder before, and I never had the problem on Tinder where they say like some dudes don't even get fucking swipes. That's never been my problem. This is going to sound braggadocious, but I've always been able to get what I would consider bad women on Twitter, or on Tinder, and be able to, you know, go on dates with them. Now, these women that I thought were bad literally had nothing going for them. They were like, their brains were full of fucking jello. It was like speaking to a fucking pillow. Like they're that fucking dumb. But going through Tinder, you would always see what women were looking for. And it was always, you know, dudes that were 6 foot up. You know, dudes, they want dudes to make X amount of dollars, and et cetera, et cetera. So it's okay for women to have and set their boundaries and state them. But as soon as a man states his boundaries, he's controlling. He's emotionally abusive. And it's just like, what the fuck? That's literally all I can say is, what the fuck? But to me, that's just a common tactic of what women do. I never forget the first time in a long, like the first time in my like really adult life, when I was called a homophobe, was from at the time who my ex-girlfriend, who is the mother of my children while we were living together. At the time we were together. But she called me a homophobe because I was pointing out that all these, like, this character from Home, I don't know if I talked about this before, but this character from Home, who clearly has a black voice, they made him gay. He was like some gay crossdresser. It was an alien, but it was an alien with black voice. It was that, and then on The Loud House, they made, which is on Nickelodeon, they made the black dude's dad. It's one of the only black dudes on there. They made the black dude's dad gay. And I was telling her, I was like, yo, I was just saying, hey, I think it's pretty weird that they're making all the people of color gay. And she was like, what are you, some sort of homophobe? And it was like, but that's what women do. When women can't respond with logic, they try to go for just straight insults, like insults that don't make no sense. You like, how do you even defend that? It's like, obviously I'm not a fucking homophobe. I'm saying, I think it's weird that they're making all the black dudes in these things or in these TV shows and movies gay. I still think it's fucking weird. Every time I fucking see, I've been watching the Wimbledon. And shout out to the Wimbledon, because some of these female tennis players are fine as fuck. I'm also rooting, I'm actively rooting against this one, I don't know her name, but she's from the Ukraine where all the fucking Nazis are, where we felt fit to give them all our fucking money. She's from the Ukraine and she refuses to shake any Russian players' hands. Like the Russian players are the ones that told Putin, yo, go invade these motherfuckers right now. So just, honestly, I root against every single Ukrainian. I hope the Ukrainian basketball team loses. I hope the Ukrainian soccer team loses. I hope all the hockey players lose. I don't want to see any Ukrainian do good because they're all fucking Nazis. And if you don't believe me, fact check me. They're all fucking Nazis. They all have Nazi tattoo memorabilia on or about themselves. But anyways, back to what I was saying. So I've been watching the Wimbledon, and they have this weird-ass HIV commercial, which HIV is weird in and of itself because we know more than likely Anthony Fauci released that shit and started the whole AIDS HIV epidemic, and we know he was killing people with that first treatment that he was giving out. Again, I've said it before and I've said it again. This motherfucker, he is a mass murderer on the highest of levels. And dumb motherfuckers were putting this fool up as a fucking beacon of hope. That's another story. But so they have these HIV commercials, and the HIV commercials are always gay people of color. And it's just like, it's programming. It's all fucking programming. And then when you get into the CIA and Walt Disney and a whole bunch of other Hollywood directors, whenever movies started really coming out and how they really started working together, then like it's confirmed now. It's confirmed programming. When there's only like a handful of companies, maybe even less than a handful, I think it's only like two or three companies that own majority of the news media that you hear, see, get, read, anything, all owned by a couple of corporations, and it's all to fucking program you. Do you fucking remember when you were considered crazy as fuck to even think that a UFO had landed here? Now, I'm still fucking super skeptical on what they're doing with the UFOs, because I honestly think that they are going to try to use this as a fake alien invasion here either before the election or after they let Biden steal the next election in order to try to distract us and ease the tension. But you used to literally be considered crazy, like tinfoil hat crazy, if you ever even thought about a fucking UFO or an alien body ever existing. And now all of a sudden they're programming you to start getting ready for it. All this shit is coming out. They're making Congress, or they're going to make the Pentagon declassify all this information. And it's like, all right, so we were either massively lied to for pretty much all my life up until now about UFOs and aliens, or they have been lying. So we were either lied to or now they're lying. It's fucking crazy because both ways you could see them lying now and you could see them lying then. I honestly, that it's not the hill that I'm going to die on, but that's honestly what I believe. I think they're going to like Spider-Man Homecoming this shit where they're using fucking, where they're using like CGI. I remember I didn't watch football for a long time because like with all the Kaepernick shit, and I just stopped watching it because I thought it was gay, and I'm thinking it's gayer and gayer, excuse me, even more now. The only sports that I don't think are gay right now, MMA, hockey, obviously, fucking boxing, tennis, And that's pretty much about it. Any sport where majority of it is one and baseball. I don't know how. I swear to God, I don't know how I got tricked into watching baseball, but I've watched more baseball this year than I probably ever watched in my entire lifetime combined. And I know for a fact I've watched more baseball this year than I've watched any NFL football games within the past couple of years. And I've only watched I'm not going to lie, I've watched a lot of baseball, probably about 10, 15 games. But that's besides the fucking point. So it's like they were either lying to you back then and calling you crazy or making you think you were crazy for believing in UFOs. Or now they're lying, which I don't, I'm pretty sure UFOs have landed here before. You would probably not like stupid as fuck to believe that they haven't. But to the shit that they're putting out now, I honestly think a lot of this shit is drones. And I honestly think a lot of this shit is for them to Spider-Man Homecoming you so they can trick you with CGI. Oh, yeah. I was talking about sports because I had put on a Ravens game, the Baltimore Ravens, and they had this fucking CGI image of a raven flying around. And I know they've done it with the Carolina Panthers as well, where they have this like CGI panther out on the field. Now, obviously the people there, I don't think the people there can see it. But at home, you know, it doesn't look real because you know what you're looking at, but I honestly think that shit is just testing in order for it to get better and better. And then next thing you know, there's going to be some fake ass alien invasion. And then they're going to be, oh, we all have to get under this one umbrella. We all need to listen to what the World Economic Forum says or what the United Nations says or whatever. All these fucking NGOs, non-government organizations that somehow are able to fucking make decisions on your everyday fucking life. This shit is getting fucking, it's getting scarily interesting. I'll tell you that fucking much.